Thank you and good morning. A honey oil hash lab located in an apartment at a complex on B Street in Eureka may be the cause of a fire that damaged the apartment and sent residents of the building scrambling to safety on Thursday afternoon. Fire crews could see the smoke from the fire as they left the downtown station on C Street, and when they arrived at the scene at 803 B Street, they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the rear of the two-story building. Residents in the parking lot said the occupant of the apartment had fled the scene and that all residents in the building had evacuated safely. Firefighters checked each apartment while a hose crew put out the fire, which was confined to a bedroom of the affected apartment. Overall damage was estimated at $25,000, and several occupants were displaced due to the blaze. They're expected to return home today. Then, the police were called in. The fire report said that firefighters found marijuana and other materials consistent with a honey oil hash lab, and police took over the investigation. The occupant has been identified, but remains at large. Detectives with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office have opened an investigation into the death of a 33-year-old woman whose body was found on a beach north of Fort Bragg on Thursday morning. Deputies, the county coroner, and detectives responded to the scene at McCarricker State Beach and a spot known as Hall Road. There they found the woman's body. That woman, a resident of Little River, had been reported missing to Willits Police earlier on Thursday morning. The woman has been identified, but next of kin has not been notified. She was last seen at 5:30 Thursday morning, and the cause of her death remains under investigation. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call from construction workers at the site of an unfinished residence on Sagewood Drive in McKinleyville on Wednesday morning. Workers on site reported that a man who had slept in the unfinished building refused to leave the property, and they pointed out his location to deputies. When deputies contacted the man, 25-year-old John Davis, he refused to move and struggled with the deputies who used a taser to take him into custody. Davis was booked for trespassing and resisting arrest. Jordan Christmas has news about the county fair.
Earlier this week, the County Fair Association resolved a lawsuit filed in 2014 by former general manager Stuart Titus and his wife Caroline, with a settlement in the amount of $150,000. Current general manager Richard Conway said the following statement: "The lawsuit has been very disruptive, and it's good to have it settled, and we are happy to put all of our focus back to the fairgrounds." The Fair Association also received two separate grants. A $500,000 grant will be used to replace the water system at the fairgrounds, and a $12,000 grant will be used to make repairs to the poultry building on the fairgrounds as well.
Thank you, Jordan. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning as large swells continue to send breakers between 20 to 25 feet onto local beaches. Those swells and high tides have also led to a flood advisory for low-lying areas and roadways along the coast. The large waves will lead to increased run-up on local beaches as well as docks and jetties. Visitors are urged to use extra caution to avoid being swept into the cold ocean water. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Undersheriff Bill Honsolt joined Talk Shop on Thursday morning in an interview that touched on several topics, including the impact social media can have during an active law enforcement investigation. Honsolt said that the spread of social media means that information can be sent across multiple platforms in a flash, and that sometimes that means inaccuracies that can hinder an ongoing investigation.
People sometimes get misinformation out there regarding crime or crime trends or something that has occurred. I mean, they see something and become self-reporting to the public about an event. They take a snapshot in time, they report their observations, but they don't know the full story. And then people are able to comment on that and forward that on. And then a lot of time it's misinformation out there.
Law enforcement agencies regularly hold back key details of an investigation, and Honsolt said that helps protect the integrity of the investigation while still getting key facts out to the public.
What we like is we like the credible news sources that are able to come in and to ask the appropriate questions and for us to get that information out there. We want to stress public safety, and some of those times when there is a public safety issue, we want to get it out there, such as a crime that just occurred where there's an active suspect that we're looking for, so the public can assist us with the apprehension.
You can hear the entire interview with Undersheriff Bill Hansel by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.